backwards down, so there's no focus on the fellow. No focus on the margin. However, you cannot do Maliko or explain this piece of Boston like it's offer. So now the boss is also, the shell is really three separate machlokes that is going on in Sifrei Ches, negate this halacha that the boss is offer. One shell is how much of the boss is offer. Is it that what's inside the tier or even what's outside the tier? The second shell is when does it become offer? Does it become offer right away or is it after a certain time? And third shell is how much salt are we discussing that we put on this piece of meat? Three separate shells, all three is machlokes from the Chabad versus Nahmah. And all three are based on machlokes, may Ashkenaz, Vesta, may Svarad. Everyone. This time it was the party line. Fine, so go through all three machlokesim. One shaila first is again, this piece is also, how much is it also? Is the whole entire piece also? Only the chelik that's inside the tier is also. So the Torah brings down the Ben Aperet says, not only the inside the tier is also, Kavish Kamal Voshul, but even the chelik that's outside the tier is also. Why? We know that loch is that a dam that came out, it's a shechita, the loch is going to be a dam that came out, it's a chorus. Dam that came out from Tashkita is a lav. Dam that's inside a piece of meat, might is motor. The question is, something is me posh me makul makum went in the piece of meat one place or another, but stayed inside a piece of meat. What's the halacha in that case? Come along the Ben Aperet that says dam that's posh me makul makum is considered dam evarim. Therefore, you open it's a lav. So over here, what happened? You did malicha nakli that sheinu menokum. The tear on the bottom came out. It's sitting inside. The next dam at the top of it also tries to move from place to place, goes me mokum, goes down, because dam, the way how it comes out, doesn't come out from the top, comes out from the bottom. The air is being blocked by the tear on bottom. Therefore, it's pushed me mokum, and stays inside the piece. Therefore, the whole entire piece is also. So instead of there being a person saying, why is it also? Why the bottom is inside the tear? What's on top of it is pushed me mokum, there's no place to go, move one place to another, and the mice will be also. The Ramah brings down this Malach, who says, the Chaynogim and Lashanis, the Maisa all the Bnei Ashkenaz go this way, this other, the Shulchan, Chacham Sotam, they pass him how much is also, the whole entire piece from the Maisa is also. Atzal Hasheni, the Rosh says no, he says, you have no right to be Yechoso, al Mani Shai Yisol, to be Vatashkas, he have Yechoso, al Mani Shai Yisol, therefore he says, there are evidence that the Rosh and the Raj are both a Mekel. We read the Rosh and the Raj are the Mekel for two different reasons. The Rosh is saying, that being poshed with mokum lamokum, the least way I write in Shuva, being poshed with mokum lamokum inside a piece is mutter. The Ben Aperet will say, being poshed with mokum lamokum inside a piece for mitzvahs is being poshed. Loch is damei vorm, damei vorm is isalab. The Rosh is saying, poshed with mokum lamokum is mutter. Shuva is going place to place inside, but it did not go out of the piece of meat, mitzvahs mutter. Mutter. So what's also, whatever inside the tier, whatever is outside the tier is poshed with mokum lamokum. The Rosh wrote to the Rajput, and the Rajput wrote back to the Rosh, they have a tshuva one to another, and they both agree. Except the Rajput said, I don't agree with you, Svara. You're saying me, Pirish me, Makum, Makum, Mamaita is Motor. That is not true. Pirish me, Makum, Makum, Mamaita is Osir. However, says the Rajput, it all goes out. There's nothing blocking it. For example, if you have a piece of meat that's on a table, and we learned last time, if it's smooth out table, Mamaita is Motor. Either Mamaita, the table's blocking it, it goes out to the side. It goes out to the side. Says the Rajva, the same thing. True, the tear might be blocking it. Fine, it'll go up to the sides, it'll go down. It'll still come out. It won't stop it from coming out. The Rosh says it's motu, what's outside the tear, because Pirish Mokum Mokum is going to be motu. The Rajva says Pirish Mokum Mokum might says also if it's inside the piece. But the Maitre comes out. They come out, the Rosh and the Rajva both are Mekel for two different reasons. Maitre Machabe, he's Mekel. He said whatever's inside the tear, it's going to be also outside the tear, the Maitre is going to be motu. And that's how the Maisel of the Bnei Svar goes, Bichodesh, Ben Ishchai, Dalfi Yosef, Bnei Svar goes this way. So we have Machlik, Rajbo, and Rosh, versus the Ben Aperet, what is also the whole entire piece, whatever is inside the tier. There are two separate Machliks going on. If Pirish Mimokum Mokum is going to be also Motor, the Machaber holds, Machaber is not clear what he holds. He needs to hold the Rajbo Svar, the Rosh Svar, Machlik Shri Shainim, and Bikur and Machmir. And again, Machlik Machaber Mo had a Paschim, they asked him as verse of Bnei Svar. In the Mechavah's Mahalach, he's saying, whatever's inside the tier, the Maisa is going to be also. What happened in Masopek? You have a piece of meat, not sure which chelik was inside the tier, which chelik is outside the tier. So if you read the Rosh, he brings down that the Ben Aperet is being a raya from the Ben Atam. The Maisa, the Ben Atam, he asked for everything. The Rosh and Zorf, no raya from Ben Atam. You want to say, because maybe the case of Ben Atam, he was not sure which side was inside the tier. He wasn't sure which side was inside the tier. comes to appoint of Achoinim, Pichodesh, and all this, they bring down the Beis Yosef. They say, even Nachta Machabu, that he is saying it's only what's inside the Tzir is to be also, left even Masufik, if I didn't be also. The Rosh himself is masking with Masufik, if it's inside the Tzir, we also not, if I didn't mask him, we also. So again, we have one Machloikis over here, how much is also, Machloikis, Rosh versus Main Parrot, had a Paschim Machloikis, Machabu Mai says whatever's inside the Tzir, and the Rosh says even what's outside the Tzir, one Machloikis. The second machlokes is that when does it become osur? Does it become osur right away, or does it come osur in a certain set time? The Bein Tam, the Big Down, and the Rashi goes to Mahalach. It comes osur the Meister right away. Miad. How much is miad? The way the Mor says it, not mamash miad. It says achnir tzir vekli. Long as you see a little bit of tzir inside, Meister becomes osur. You have kovashir. It's a meliach tzir, and therefore comes osur basically miad. Cool miad. And Maestro are more passionate this way, and again, look at the Bnei Ashkenaz, the Yom Shlomo, the Bach, the Shach, the Chochmah Zadim, they pass them together as Miyad. There's a second Shito, the Ben Yehuda, it's brought down by the Rosh, the Beis Yosef. He said the Shir is a Shir of Melicha. By Melicha, the Shir is Mil, and also the Shir will be Mil. Now, the truth is, how much is my Melicha? We say Melicha is Kirisayach. Over there, what's the Shir? Is the Mil? When Machloek is, how long is the Mil? Is Mil 18 minutes, 22 and a half minutes, 24 minutes? The Chavetz Chaim said 22 and a half minutes, the Ikel plus 18 minutes. This makes things simple over here, we'll call it 18 minutes. Ben Yehuda says, what's the shear? The shear is like a mil, and mil is 18 minutes, so here also the shear is 18 minutes. That's the second shito. The Rosh comes along and says, loike de vezer, loike de vezer, in between, and the get is what? Teshinu al or, yasiach, yaskul, is vashel. How long it takes to be put on top of a fire, and there's wood there, and get to be cooked, that's the shear. That's how the Rosh Paskin is in between Loki Divay there, Loki Divay there. Now, where exactly did he get this share from? To where the Gun explains that Kovish is Kimavoshul. However, that's usually 24 hours. Why over here we're saying it's less time than that? Because Charif, there's Maliach there, the salt there. So we're taking the share of Maliach Kuasech with together Kovish Kimavoshul. Kovish Kimavoshul is really 24 hours. Here, since we're being Machma, because Maliach over here, so take the shear of Maliach Kiraseach. Maliach Kiraseach, how long it takes to be Raseach on the fire. That's where the Makar of the shear is coming from. Where the Rosh make it up from? The Rosh says, you have no right to what you did. Why are you making it up? So where the Rosh get it from? Because his story is that we're taking, doing a kovash of a Maliach, of Kiraseach. So how long does it take to be Raseach? That's where it's coming from. How long does it take to be Raseach? Usually kovash 24 hours. He was saying what the shear is with Maliach is more. How long does it take to be Raseach? Whatever the shear that is. It's Kavish Kumavoshul was 24 hours. So it says usually Kumavoshul 24 hours. So going over here says usually always hold 24 hours. But since over here we have Olir Malicho and Tzavach Harif, therefore we're taking on the Gedda of, it's like a Tziv, Malich Kuresayach with Kavish Kumavoshul, and therefore the Gedda is Kuresayach. Should be, not Kuresayach. He's not saying a Shir Mavoshul, he's saying until it takes for the water to boil. Or really a piece of oil. She didn't mind my age, she has to kill that sea. Get it to boil. That's good. It's also the same thing. Visual place, I think it's different over here. Economy, same thing. It's just diminished with that, which is visual. We'll have to get to what the, exactly in numbers, what that means. Let's keep the words right now. Notice right now, it's Kedei Raseach. Again, we'll have to get to what is that, 18 minutes, 6 minutes. Is there a share for it? We might forget it's Kedei Raseach. That's the Shita of the Rosh, that's the Machab of Paskin, that's how the Bnei Sra, the Bnei Shchai, Yaakov Yosef, they go this Malach, it's Kedei Raseach. So again, we have a second Machlokes, how long is it? We have three different Shitas, Valocha, the two Shitas brought down, either you have the Amor Shita, it's Miyad, or you have the Machab Shita of Kedei Raseach. Our third Machlokes over here is how much salt are we discussing to be put down on this piece of meat? Now, it's put down on the Beis Yosef, be down this Machlokes, and he writes Ein Simon Tzadigalach. And therefore, it's not really put down the Mechabah and the Amor clearly that way. But the way the Shach explains it, it's what the Kor Machloikis. And we have the same Machloikis in Simon Tzadik Aleph Sifay. Over there, how much are we choshish from Liach Kerasayach? The way how the Mechabah Paskins, Machloik Shushainim, but the way Mechabah Paskins is Einan Necho Machmas Molchoi, that's the Shito. And therefore, the Shil over here that was saying by Kli, Sheinim Nuchu Bi Machmer is only in the case when it's Einan Necho Machmas Molchoi. However, the Ramon in Simon Tzadik Aleph Sifay, and goes this way also by us, is when you do a little bit amount of salting that you do even for tzli, that tells us nichol together of mleich kavisayach. And again, if you look at them, they fired. If you chodesh with the email, they go mahalach of the mechaber over here, and they say the gedin in a nechomach mosmolchoy, and the shchai yalki yosef, and the bnei ashkenaz they go like the bach shach, go like the amor. They say the gedin is mleich kitzli. So we start off with the shaylo, how much does piece of meat is also when's it also? We have three shaylos, three machloiksim, and again the bnei svad went with their mahalach, with their party line, and bnei ashkenaz mamash went with their mahalach, and neither one really crossed over. They all went straight. Again, one of my colleagues we had is an Ask Osir Miyad, or is an Osir Dei Yasiach, Mechabed Meikol, or the Bnei Svada Meikol, they go Kdei Yasiach, and the Bnei Ashkenaz go into Amor, it's Miyad. The other Machloik is it the whole time piece, or Dakwit inside the Tzir, Mechabed Meis go Dakwit inside the Tzir, and all the Bnei Svada Meikol, or the Bnei Ashkenaz are Machmi even outside the Tzir. How much of the soul, also, how much? The Bnei Amor went, is Meliach, how much need for Tzli, and all the Bnei Ashkenaz went that way. And the Bnei Svad one, like the Mechabit, how much in the Nechel Machmas Molchoy? Three set Machloksim, all three of them the Mechaba Mekelin, and all three of them the Amos Machmer. Halacha really depends if Bnei Svad, Mekel, Ashkenaz, I think everyone is in Ashkenaz. We Machmer for all three Shitas, it's going to be the whole entire piece, it's going to be Miyad, and it's going to be even Melichel Litzli. Now, the Shach over here brings down a Machmer Ben Yomin, discusses the different cases, discusses the different cases over here that comes out from the Paiskim. What is, let's say you had a misupik, if you fell inside a klisha and a menukov, if you again you have a piece of meat, you wear this, you're not sure, you wear the shemlich and I wear shemlich, wait 18 minutes, and then it falls in a klisha and a menukov out of its mortar. 18 minutes, what happened? All the dam came out. What's coming out now? It's only tear coming out, moil, juice. Now it took this piece of meat and fell inside a klisha and a menukov out of its mortar. Says the shach, let's say you misupik to fall inside within 18 minutes or after 18 minutes. What's the halacha? Over there, the shach comes down to the mask and yom and the vada is mortar. The place can say it's kain sex shaker. Why, first of all, a lot of place can be held with outside the tzir is mortar. We're machmer, but here, my see, mitzvah, when it fell, so vada was outside the tzir, the mice of vada, you'll be makel. Vada is mortar. He says, va'oid, he's moistest, let's say you borrow that it fell inside the shem malicho, and the vada, the koladeh, the vada be also when it's outside the tzir. That's mamish the ramo. Now, the Izzah Chayodom disagrees and says outside the tzir, the mice be mortar. He wants to say the whole time reason why it's absent of the seal is also in Mitzadik Knas, and therefore when it fell the Shogeg, we're not going to continue Shogeg automated. Mais the place can get, Judah says not to be Tzomach at all the Chayodim, and I think Rekha the place can be Machman, they say even the Shogeg can be Machman whatever is outside the seal to feed the Bnei Ashkenaz. The second case that's brought down over here by the Taz and Shach is the Yom Shlomit case. Let's say you have one piece that you did not, that you did a cleave that was in a cleave in a Menokav, and then it fell into two other pieces. Is it bot of roiv? Not bot of roiv. The Yom Shlomit says bot of roiv. The way the Taz says it, why can we hold dam shabishlu? Dam shemolcha is ma'aser dindu rabbanon. The ma'aser, the locha is dindu rabbanon. It's mimav mina. Anyway, it's only dindu rabbanon. So therefore, you can't be making bot of roiv. The chokmas adam obviously has a problem. He holds it to dindu raiso. The ma'aser, he anyway agrees with the locha because he goes. His ma'alach explained that roiv plays anyway. Beikah holds that was outside the tears mukir. We're being machmer. The hill with some of the sheet that say Dam Shabishla Jabon will be Makel anyway. Now here's a Taz over here, the mice of the Taz, we have two mice of the Taz in Simon Samach Tez. So I don't know how has the mice of the Taz we had earlier about the Isha is not sure should do Malik or not. We have three reasons why to make on the Taz, Makhoni the place, and then we have a second mice of the Taz. That Isha had a piece of meat. The first she did a Malikha to it, and then she did a Dacha to it. Then she did melicha again to it on top of a piece that was not do melicha to it. What's the loch in that case? The Maestro the Taz said whatever's inside the tzir will be also whatever's on top of the tzir is mortar. So the Kuzi Kesef is the Maestro what's on top of the tzir the Maestro mortar is poshut. What's inside the tzir the Maestro why is it also should be mortar. So where the answer to the Taz the Chashuva saying that what's inside the tzir is sapir covers kumavushul for the 18 minutes the Maestro that's what it's going to be also. That's a simple way of answering the Taz. Inside the tzir is for covers kumavushul outside the Maestro is mortar. Find all kind of cases that's brought down on the page. There's one big tumult over here. What's the words of the Shulchan Aruch? The Shulchan Aruch says, what's the Shir? Kishir shihidnu mayim al eish yathil asir kol mashimenu b'tzir. Osu l'ochloi, whatever the Shir is osir, and everything above will be mortar. What's the Shir, shihidnu mayim al eish? What do those words mean? The Shir is what? To put the piece inside mayim al eish and it starts boiling. What's that Shir? So first, the Olam likes giving over a number. The base lechem Yehuda is Akdomo, the Sefer, and I first who the best Beis Lechem Yehuda is, the Prima Gaon quotes them all the time. If you look at Prim Gon, they usually called three people. He called after Sakataz, he called Pri Chodosh, four people, Pri Chodosh, the Crazy, the Knesset HaGdolah, and usually the Beis Lachem Yehuda. Those are people he quotes after the Shakantaz. He always quotes the Beis Lachem Yehuda. Look at the Beis Lachem Yehuda's Akdom, which is safe, he has on the Yerodeah. He says, there was a shear of Kesh Yosir Chaleis, the shear is mil, a mil. And he passed the mil is 18 minutes. Therefore, they're holding him down that he holds, what is the shear Kesh Yosir is 18 minutes. In the Torah Shishol, in Mishnayas, he writes in Shumois, and in Psochem, he writes the shear of Kesh Yosir Chaleis, how long is that? It's 18 minutes. 18 minutes. There are others, the Shalmei Simcha says, what's the shear? The shear is 6 minutes. Now first, where do you get 18 minutes from? If you look at the Beis Lachem Yehuda, it says very simple. The Gemara says, Kovash Kmavoshul Malich Kiritayach. Now Malich Kiritayach is how long? Malich is 18 minutes. The Gemara puts one together with another, so both of them 18 minutes. Both of them are mil. The Gemara equates Kovash Kmavoshul Malich Kiritayach, equates it to, therefore both the shear is equal to the mil. The Shalmei Simcha says the shear is 6 minutes. Now, where exactly he get it from? I think I should not look it up, but someone else quotes him. They said maybe the time is 18 minutes, but Michael Ben Nisoy is going to some season the third. So said it's 6 minutes. Maybe 6 minutes. So finally, those ones say 6 minutes, those ones say 18 minutes. And looking at the forum, they're being 6, 10, and 18 bent down. What? Yeah. What? Yeah, we'll get to the problem. They all first give a number. Now, the Iker Mahalach is not this way without numbers. Everyone tells to give a number, let's say give the numbers 18. Maisa, first, look at the Rosh itself. The Rosh says, the Shir is not Malik Yosech Ben Yehuda, it's like the Vezet, in between. So, read the Rosh is saying, it's not Malik Yosech, it's less than Malik. The Rosh, the Beis Yosef, and the crazy place, writes clearly, the Chodesh writes this way, at least in one Mahalach, they get it less than Malik. The truth of Gemara equates them. But the Rosh is saying not to equate them. The Rosh is saying, like the Vezer Miyad, like the Vezer of Shir Mil, it's less than that, it's in between. The Pash is, it's in between, that's Aleph. That's the Ikkelis form. Go. You want Shir Midas, Shir Torah, he goes this way, this is the Ikka Alokha. Mabainis, he says, the Ikka is in between. My question is, what's in between? What's the Shir over here? The Shir is what? Shir Shitna, my Malesh, we have Shil Vasir, it starts boiling. So the Ikka yet start clearing, how big is the Kli? How big is the fire? How much water? What's the atmosphere outside? All these things affect the case. We're talking about what? The thing starts boiling and cooking. Well, if you have a big fire, it cooks quicker. A small fire cooks slower. You have a thicker Kli, of course, it takes a longer time. Thinner Kli is less. More water, slower. Depends how hot it is outside. The hotter it is outside, the quicker it cooks. How do we start judging this case over here? So I'll just say over how the Achrin, how we seem to pass Noah, which itself needs beer. First, the Chidah says, how big is the Kli? He says, the Kli Beinani. It's not too thick, not too thin, it's in between Kli. Which, my understanding of what that means, it means what is the standard process of cooking is. Standard process. Not, he says, not too thin, not too thick to pot. He says, the Kli Beinani. How big is the fire? Also, the Adjutant of the Chidah says, what is it? The Eish Beinani. Not too big of a fire, not too small. I don't know what those words mean. I mean, we could cook a 450, cook a 250. Maybe it means the standard process of cooking this piece of meat. Standard process of cooking is usually a very high number. Maybe the standard process. The word is H bein me. Fine. But a shulchan discussing kopei with this halacha is also brought down. He says, truth is, it really depends. And in a place where it's cold outside, it'll be longer. The time outside will be shorter. And he says, what's the getter? Call it a mezeg avir outside. Economy, it depends where you are. There's no getter. Depends. The shir is what? Desh yasiach. My malesh. What is that? Depends where you are. Economy, it depends where you are. What? It would not allow a case of Malicha. The Gedolia is what? Because Shir Shinu Mayim Malaysia starts boiling. Fine, Echam, but the Shir is what? Whatever takes the water to boil up. How long is that? Depends on how cold it is outside. How hot is it outside? Wherever you are. Wherever you are, that's the Shir. That's what he said. Echam, he says that together. Now, if you know the Machalikis, he says, Tash, let's put that together. Let's read the word. That's the tight word. Again, the Avonah means it needs big Avonah. It's stuck Avonah might be wide. Cash is wide. Inside out there. Different. Could be. I don't know. Oh, we need to water. Again, we discussed. Yeah, it depends on the H is. H Bailey. Pot Bailey. Mezagavit. Depends where you are. Next case, what about water? He didn't go that way. Mice didn't go that way. The. Next thing, what about the water? So basically, there is a shayla over here. The words over here in the Mechaber is Kashir Shinu Mayim Al Eish. Mayim Al Eish. If you look over here, it's a kasha. Then, if you look at Tim Kofay, it's Tumah Kodesh Kamavoshon, and it says with the same words without the words Mayim. Kashir Shinu Al Eish, without the words Mayim. The question is, you count water, don't count water. The Kivega by Psarachim. Making the place can go that you count the water, the Arkhashulchan, Yad Avram, the Dakachuva, the Yad Yudah, they all say about it, you look at water, and even though the Mechaber here says water over there, doesn't say water over there, means also water. Then he says not discussing the share, I mean, to seer or by itself. The way the Yad Avram explains, by seer cooks quicker, but right, seer is even in Vatan Klisheni. It's just inside seer by itself, it cooks quicker. So water will make it a less of a, take longer to cook inside water, to make it a seer. The shear is water. So the ikim kiveg is in the subic if it's water, not water. The paiskim say the get is water. And what's water? How much water? So come along the chidon, the chetedek, the chai, it's the same thing. Mayim benini. Mayim benini. So again, to give a number, the swarm, the leakage swarm likes to say 6 to 18 because it's much easier. 6, 10, 18. Wherever they get 10 from, I'm not exactly sure, but the deer days goes 10. I don't know, we got 10 from. Fine. The taitch with the cholapachas is putting inside water to get it to cook. And the way the chidah and those bring it down, the Yad Yehuda, the Akashuva go, the get is water benli, ish benli, kli benli, totally fi mezigavir. What those words mean, I call it fi, I don't know, I'm not exactly sure. Let's leave it at that. Fine. That's adkan sivit ches. Again, to learn sivit ches, they say to work it out, chlor, it takes a while, but maestro, what comes out, I think it's pretty simple. We have three maplegis in. Meister and Amos, Machmen, all the Mechabes, Mekul, and everything. So, the test is basically a shadow of the Gemara in the school in Kofiral, the Gemara Psochum, discusses a piece of meat that you do collude to what you scalded. You put it into boiling hot water. The shadow, what do those words mean? The way how Roy Vishanim understand it, that you take a piece of meat, before you do Melicho, you put it into boiling hot water, you can eat the piece of meat even though you don't do Melicho. Don't do Melicho. Without cooking, yeah, and then cook it, do whatever you want. You take this piece of meat, put it in boiling hot, scalding water, you can go eat it. Now, the Gemara we have brings down this is Rav Yishonim. However, the Gezeres Goinim, we're not planning upon this. We don't do it. Why? We don't know how to do Chaluto. And therefore, the Pesachim discuss the Minchas Yitzchak, Shev Levi, they have a tshuva, let's say you're a chayla, a sick person, and you cannot eat through Malicha, and you can't do tzli, and the doctor said you have to eat a piece of meat. We're planning upon Chaluto not. That's what they discuss. But Maestro, that's a really Pesachim understand. The Gemara saying you could do chaluto even without melicha and go eat and go do bishul, no problem. The Rambam sheet is not that way. The Rambam understands they have a piece of meat, you do melicha and still you have to do chaluto. You have to still scold it. Why? So the chakira, the way the Rambam says in all the prima godim, is that what's pshat in melicha? Melicha takes out all the dam? Well, no, melicha only takes out the dam that's on top, but whatever's inside still stays inside. Whatever the center piece of meat is still there, and chaluto makes it won't come out. Machalikis Rambam says the dam's still there after melicha. It's still the dam. And if you have to chaluta, make sure the dam doesn't come out. Rav Yishon say, no, melicha takes out all the blood. I, after 18 minutes, after an hour, you see still there's blood coming out. There's no nice scale. That's not blood. That's oil. It's juice. It's juice for alma. It's only juice. And if you get a piece of meat, and the store it's frozen, it comes to you, and you see some of this red stuff there, that's not blood. That's just some juice. Some juice. Real melicha takes out all the blood, only left the juice inside. So over here, the shell is, we read the Beisayisim, it's Machalikis, the Rambam, Vashari, Shoyim, you have to chluta after Melicha. The Rambam is a Das Yochid, the Shalom is a Bichoshish or not. The Mechabah says, Machmet HaLabrach, Bichosh to chluta. The Rambam says, the Maestri Minik HaLisol is not Bichosh at all, Chain Iker, the Maestri, we don't even do chluta at all, that's a Minik. Therefore, the Mechabah also, if you test, bring down Yishmi Nitzorach to do Mayim Reischim. And that Maestri, Kedai Kostam, Yishoy Melach, Kostam, the Mechabah, Vada is Meikol, however, you should be Choshish, maybe do chluta. And who would that more want? I might have passed my time, be saying, Machin Iker, saying, we're not even chush this Mahalach at all. Like you write in Akimosha, that the minute we're not chush at all, and we do Malik, and then we do Bishon, and go eat it, no problem at all. On Akan Sifyutev. Svadim, even when they try the Yakyos things down, and the Bialim, they all say, also, that's the minute we don't do it. That's in the name. Fine, and they all write Machmutal Abracha, but. Yeah. Not like the Malone base says Chalabachas. Even he himself, the way he writes it, the meaning is not the way. Except he should be Toy Blachush is the word. So the Rabbi Shah says Toy Blachush without knowing. Might we have some time? George would discuss. So, I'd like to take one Indian, the Olam did a second Seder the past week. Some guys did a second Seder who were doing Chulin and Daf Kofei. One discuss with one Indian that maybe to Machazik. Mission of it, like Dalin says, someone who wrote to the Mitzvah Kalo. And if a Mitzvah Gretz, and Mitzvah, however, Shabrech, and Avera, and Avera Gretz, Avera. The Gemara in Chulin Daf Kofei, the Gemara over there discusses that the Indian of Maimachoinim Koivu. The Chayvah, and the Gemara Kavav says that if you don't do my Mechayim, it causes someone to be Hargis and Nefesh. Hargis and Nefesh. The Gemara over there brings down, and the way the Medrash brings it down, is that with a Maisa, that a Isha, that a man, he ate food, he went to the Shuk, and someone saw him that he still had Adoshim, or some food left on his mustache, and a person saw it. He went over to the guy's wife and told the wife, you know, your husband said to give me this money, or the way the Medrash says to give me a ring, and I'll give you a simin that your husband said to give it to me. He said to tell you that he ate a doshim this morning. He ate a doshim. He ate food. So fine. So she gave him this money or this ring. The husband came home and saw what happened. It was the money or the ring. He got very upset and killed her. Killed her. Therefore, the Gemara says, my mechon causes the hargis and nefesh. Hargis and nefesh. The way how the Medrash ends off saying, וכן הזה הקדוש ברוך הוא אשר יצל אפילו במצווה קלו כי לא ידעו ריקו מכם כחייכם אפילו דבר מצווה אתה רואה איזה ריקו וקלו והחיים הריחו את יומם even the mitzvah kalo people think it's no big deal what's the Indian the mind of koinim maita cause the chaim hariches at yomim hariches and nefesh it's a mitzvah kalo people are very lax upon it people are very lazy upon it but maita is hariches and nefesh and the cause of hariches at yomim what is the reason for mind of koinim the Gemara what? That she, the Gemara gets to that she, he should have washed her hands. The Rashi explains, and therefore he will wash his hands. He has to wash his lips, and therefore, since he did not wash his lips, his sofam Rashi says, therefore he saw it and caused her to be killed. So we'll get to you have to wash your lips also. That's Shaila. What happened to Baiskim? That seems to be left out. But my first, what is the reason they have to have my mechayim? So core, there are two reasons. First, you learn something called Fayalef over there. Brought down and really it's more brachas placing it down on the kofei that it says that yisam kedoshim apostle yisam kedoshim is talking about zumai machoinim it's my machoino that yisam kedoshim that you should you have zoom on your hands you have dirt on your hands therefore in order to make a bracha you have to wash off your dirt. Now first what do those words mean? Again, you want to have my machoinim you ate your hands are dirty the loch is you have to wash your hands off my machoinim. Now this is even with manazela kol adeus. That means if you want, you ate a meal and your hands are dirty, two people are lax in my machoinim. However, the machab brings down, if your hands are dirty, you have a chiv goma to wash your hands.
You can be mad about it.
So we'll get together. Chiv goma to wash your hands.
So
even those, or even places as you make all, the machab brings down, even those who are minik to be make all, if your hands are dirty, you have a chiv goma to wash your hands. So before you tomorrow. We'll get to find out what that means. The first. The Mishmur brings down, the same Chassidim, the Rambam brings down. This is lav dafka for benching. For example, you eat an orange, you want to make a bracha for your hands, your hands are dirty, you have to wash your hands. You're eating chicken, you want to make one of the fashion, you have to wash your hands. You have a chiv for any bracha, it's lav dafka in benching. Any bracha, Mishmur brings down for the paiskim, you have to wash your hands for a bracha, your hands are dirty, if you eat some gedoshim, you can't make a bracha when your hands are dirty. Now, what's the get of being dirty? The Yisim Chaim Kanievsky in Oitza Maim, Oitza Maim is a safe few hundred pages on Maim Achleinim. He said the get is whatever the maluchach to mafrialoi. Anything that you go up after you eat, go wash your hands, mafrialoi, that's the getter. That means if it doesn't bother you, no big deal. You get up and go do whatever you want to do, fine. But usually after you eat an orange, after you eat watermelon, after you eat chicken, these things usually here afterwards, go wash your hands. You want to make a bracha, you want to eat mona achrenim dessert. Your hands are dirty, well, maestro, you have to go wash your hands. Fine, I'll take care of this. If not mafrialoi anymore, we'll take care of this problem. But the get is, if you cannot make a bracha when your hands are maluchluk, yisim gedoshim. That's all. A second reason why they say you have to wash your hands, the Gemara said itself, as well as Sedoim is, that they seem to have salt that from Sedoim, that of course, the Gemara says, misama ina, it causes your eyes to get blind. Now, those who want tiny numbers, my name, the mice really gets blind from it. First of all, everyone wears glasses, I don't know, maybe, yeah, ish line, it means it gets your eyes worse. The mice are. Most of the eyes get, we get blind from it. The way the Peliyot brings it down, people think we don't get blind. When Kolmokim Chiyuva Rami Olav Lekayim Divek Chomim, Shem Inim Masama Inim Vabaser, Masama Inim Seichel Anefesh. Your eyes might not get blind. where in a seichel nefesh comes blind, and that you see all over the place. So that's klar. You want to say it doesn't work in the gashmi, it certainly works in the ruchni, and therefore you want to say b'sana einai, with vanena we don't get blind in the seichel, in the nefesh seems to be that a lot of people do get blind from it. Therefore, we have to worry about this thing. So, Maisa, the Tama Einai, the Mashal over there says, what's the Maisa over there? It says that Maisa is supposed to rot for the Bar Mitzvah, and the very Gerer Severa, he, the Maisa, was not makbid upon his Indian, the Tama is Einai. Therefore, the very Gerer Severa was going to cause the Foshis, who was the killer, the very Gerer Severa, he, the Maisa, was not makbid about the Indian being blind, a Mitzvah that someone's blind is Choshim Kameis for Maisa. And therefore, he got punished in a very great severe, therefore he ended up killing his wife, and she got punished for it, Choshu Kameis. So again, we have two reasons why we have to have Maimar Koinen. One is why, because he ended up dirty. The second reason is mitzad the Melch Sedoimis. Aloha, Tzaytus is right, the Minig is not to do Maimar Koinen. Tzaytus is right, the Rosh right, the Minig is right, and not to. Why? Two reasons. Alf Melch Sedoimis, we don't have Melch Sedoimis. After him being dirty, he says, first of all, he has two swords. One is, we're not makbid if our hands are dirty. Oh, he says, we use utensils, we have a fork, a knife, a spoon, therefore our hands are not dirty. So he says, either we're not makbid, not makbid, not in the gedder, you have to wash your hands, or even we are, we might use utensils. Therefore, the Dakimosha brings down places, the minikvai, so the Dakimosha says, is that we do not do Maimar Koinim. Say no again, fine. Like that place in the Rosh says. However, Lalocho, the Rishonim say not that way, Lalocho. First Rishonim, the Rambam Brachas says, that first of all, we have milk sedoimis, or even if we don't, we have salt that has the same tevah as Melch Sedoimis, so the Indian Sakana is still here, brought down by the Ben Yonah brothers. Or we have the Rift Mahalaf that says, even if we don't have Melch Sedoimis, once Chazal was conveyed a Sakana upon you, therefore you have to listen to what Chazal say, and therefore, whatever they say, you have to listen to. The way the Pelioites brings down, some over the Vecham and Chayim Miso. So first of all, the Ram says we do have something like Melch Sedoimis, and the Rift says, even if we don't, the Maisa Vecham will conveyed a Chayim, and still we have to wash our hands. And therefore, the Shum and the Shemayim, the Yis and the Shemayim, Maisa, how do we paskin? Do we have to do Maimar Koinim or not? So, we have Shemayim answers back. It's called up Shabdusha, Aval, you have to. But Mekilim Boy, Mekilim Boy, Yom Avu Shnoisav. Anyone's Mekil Maimar Koinim is Mekil Yom Avu Shnoisav, and the Chayim brings it down, the Chashulchan brings it down Daim to this, Mekil Loim is Anoisav, and if it comes an Oni, Maisa, you have to do Maimar Koinim. That's how Be'ik Du Shenim go. Either it's daimer to it, or they come from their mamish, I don't know. Or maisa nichol lechayvah, says the Rif. Alochi, look among the paiskim. Maisa, the Gula brings down the Mekilim, and his words are very stark. Kol zel lesser. Peace and the Rosh, they're wrong. And the Magarami says, avad yapi chosh liyam in the Rif. And the Chidol says, besides that, there's also in the Derechimister, there's also in the Kabbalah. And maisa, the Mishabrua, and the paiskim, all the paiskim, read the paiskim, they all say that you have to be machmen. The Mishabrua is down. The other Rishonim, and they bring down the Chidor, and the Goin, and the Shavua, and the Paiskim want the Magavram, Yom Shloim, the Chidor, Goin, Rav Shulchan, the Graz, Ben Shai, Paliyot, Oy Vahoy, they all say, Shulchan Shloim, Be'yetiv, they all say, Alokha Maestro, you pass, we have to Maim Achoinim, you have to. Shulchan Orach, Kuf, Pei, Alf, Sev, Alf, Satov, Maim Achoinim, Choyvo. Maim Achoinim, Choyvo. Ramon, the end of the Simon brings down, that there's a Minig not to. Doesn't say that we're not given anymore. Dyke Moshe said that's a Minig. At the end of being down, Yesh Oymen, that they have a minig not to. The Maisa, unto the place, everyone across the board, is machmud to do Maim Achoinim. One either mitzad, Nafsadaimus, or mitzad, it's a Nichon Khan Chachomim, or mitzad, Maisa, Alpi Nister, the Chidol's reason, Alpi Nister, you have to do Maim Achoinim. Now again, even if you want to be makel upon it, Maisa, hands are dirty, the Kol days you have to do. There is no cool to be makel, the hands are dirty. That's clear. Even the Mos says, even the Chabbat says, Yesh Oymen, we want makel, the hands are dirty, have a chiv to Maim Achoinim. The Aruch Shulchan, he ends off this concept, he ends off saying that Avada you have to, and he says, even Tais and the Rosh, they're not saying Lalacha that way. They only come and say, Limud Chos and Klai Yitzel, Limud Chos. And Beth and Tais and the Rosh are saying, Avada you have to. He says, therefore, Vish, Lechol Balabayit, Vizor Bnei Beisai, Vizor Bazeh. He ends up saying that all, everyone in the house to warn the Bnei Beisai. Warn the Bnei Beisai. So what does it mean to warn the Bnei Beisai? So the Swam wants to say what he means the women. Everyone discusses, the women have a chiv of Maim Achoinim or not? Women have a chiv of Maim Achoinim. The one time the Aruch Shulchan says you have to warn the Bnei Beisai. And the best thing they say, let's go to this Svaraz. If this Svaraz means that Melch Sedoimis is here, Maisa, Sakana applies to them also. If Svaraz, their hands are dirty, applies to them also. If they're day Kabbalah, they say Nichon Kabbalah also, I don't know where they're coming from. Maisa, be Svaraz, of course, should apply. And Bikin look among the Paiskim, whether it's the Mace. Svard, whether it's Arlatim, Yafi Yosef, Yafi Yalimer, Rav Elio, Mordechai Elio, they all say the Chiyam Anoshim also. Whether you go to Neibach, and the Yitzchak Nevsky, he'll tell you the Chiyam also. Whether you go to Yashim, Shlomo Zalman, he'll tell you also, the Yeshiva tells also the Chiyam. The only one says really not to is Rav Osner, and he says, why? He says, the Ikarit who are Machavit, Mitzad Divrei Kabbalah, a woman will not make up on herself Divrei Kabbalah. But Shumach has a similar truth, he says, depends what the reason is, women have to. If it's Divrei Kabbalah, women don't have to. If not Divrei Kabbalah, women do have to. Fun, but Vodni, the only one that's make wants Miyash and the Goylam, they won't make up a Divrei Kabbalah upon themselves. The Divrei Zoya, Divrei Nister.
And so the Bracha means it's from the Zaman, that if they have a Nidik not to do it, then you don't have to stop them.
Yeah, that's, you don't have to stop it, you don't have to think not to, okay.
What about missing?
Now, again,
let's say women do a lot of Divrei Kabbalah.
They were not makabel to the they're not upon the chumra. They take it in the minister. They won't makabel upon the
tzivim. They're not to do it. They want to
stop. Well, we'll get to more. If we have time. The minister again. The minig of minister applies to a woman. Don't. That's close. Women don't. The only thing that does bother me is the attitude they have to it. You know, everything on Shabbos will pass around and like we don't do my machoina. We just don't do that. That bothers me. So I asked them and they told me that's the tone of the school. So I asked different. Girls with different abeyim are teaching girls' schools with you, I'm welcome to teach us things that we don't. And no one gave me a straight answer. They haven't came from anybody, and I don't know where they're teaching that. Now, they don't find the Bisemacha what they want to be Bisemachon. My person who says that's a minig, not to quiet folk. The only thing that bothers me, once they have this anhoga that we don't, it makes it shraf even by the men. It makes shraf by the men. Adam Koshim once told me that by Pasha's Talmud, it's chiv everyone to do it. I don't see what you have to be very shraf. Once you saw Yashiv Tshuva, if Yashiv is a 200 Tshuva, what women have to daven? And he writes, women have to do Talmud. Most women don't do Talmud. But most of them, a lot of men have to do Talmud. Well, women have to, certainly men have to. My Machoinim, for some of the reasons, seems to be very shvach. Why? Because if girls get taught and we don't do it, it sounds like it's a chumma ba'almos, and men end up not doing it. So I think it's a bad attitude. Most you should do it, pass around, why not? Most it's a chayva, I don't see any difference between one and another. Same reason why we're mako by Erev, it seems men are mako because women are mako. I don't know, it's not totally, you know, if you're certain areas that Erev is not that good, so we always tell the women they can, so it makes it shvach even by the men. My sister told me Zechiyev, my Mechon and Chalikim say Zechiyev, fine, maybe the women don't have to, but not to have that attitude though. Pshita, we don't do it. That bothers me. Fine. Not about Deo. Fine. So my sister again, the Pasha is a guy has to do my Mechonim, my sister Pasha might go this way, clearly have to do my Mechonim. They discuss different cases. How do my machanim what the getter is? For example, let's say you touch the salt itself. You have to wash your hands. The more said the kolshkin, you have to wash your hands. Kolshkin. Why is it not brought down among the place? Why is it not brought down? So, that's what we say. The kolshkin. The more said the kolshkin. Let's bring it down. They discuss a similar case. What about you touch a malachom kamusim, a sour pickle? My said salty, yes, salty. Yeah. If you touch the salt, it's kolshkin. So I'm laughing with Kamut Sim, it should be the same gather. Now those who want me machmer. Is it chalas not ben either? Chalas salt inside, it's not ben either. You're touching bread. But the way of the. Either, it depends how you learn shaft. The way basically we seem to learn is that you dip either salt inside the bread. They want to find the ikr. If you're trying to make it go miles with salt inside the bread, or you dip inside salt in salt. And after you touch. Not the M. I hear that's fine. The mice going on a tear and says you touch pickles, you have to wash your hands. They're the same thing. Mice, it's fine. No, he won't take that's mamish. He won't say that's mamish man. Not anything that's told before. Yishlan, yishlodin, yishmain, sabayskim. Also, how to wash your hands. The mice, sabayskim, say, all mashka is mutla, but yet, but I feel she only uses water. Now, some people you see, they use soda, the mice is baya. People use seltzer, it's fine. The mice is, it's, there's no lichlok. You use, let's say, you have anything on the table, any juice, you gain nothing out of it, then you back. Now, your mamish, ikka, didn't you have to wash your hands, because it bothers you. So you have to make sure, even wanting to not get up and be lazy and want to wash your hands, make sure something that's not going to free you from washing hands afterwards. You can only use something, Meshua is like a chila water anyway, but even if you want to be a femech make sure something's not going to free you afterwards. Now, how much to wash off seems to be a big thing over here. The oil seems to either just take a little bit and touch your fingers, and the cup to go around, usually not enough. The halacha is klar, you have to do until the second knuckle, and when she's moving down, toiv to, like the going, to even do until the third knuckle. That means toiv, mechatchila, try to do the third, make a din to do the second. That means a little bit that you do, once you can do it, you might as well do it right already, and you have to go wash your hands. What? Yeah, that's Rabbeinu, that's cool. So doing that to Rabbeinu, that about is the wrong thing to do. Again, we look at Minig Tartaru, another Tartaru, another Tartaru, the Minig, the Shavuot says Rabbeinu, it might say you should rather wash until your second finger, and that's the Ikka thing. The people in Shiva, they say, you know, it's hard to get to sink, you have to get through a lot of people, might as well get it in the mill, 18 minutes. A lot of you have to get up to the secret washing hands, mm-hmm. Whether it's breakfast, lunch, or supper. What? If it's not going to be for you afterwards, then it's not me. If it's not for you, if I get you, have to wash me, because then the holiday is now. You won't even have the taste of the rush to be sent upon. Fine, the other thing discussed is whether you have to dry your hands or whether the thing is can take it away, make it then you have to take it away. But other than you but most of the side is the end of my machine chaivo, we passing like become one of the place, we have to go do it. Something to it's a mitzvah kala, kazaycha yamim vishnaisim upon it, something to work upon, and if you have time, shukhazan simon kufayal, if one simon, it's not that hard. Again, some guys here learn the second side, there's something kataydati to learn it, to internalize it, and to make it part of you, and that's tak vizaycha to yamim vishnaisim. One of the was finishing off the simon over here, simon chas bachalos. Oh, so you have to do the lips. My sister is not put down among the place, but those more tiny, you should do the lips. You see, those who know do the lips also. They say that from free Rashi and the time of the circuit, you should do the lips also. But the Meshchai bring it down, the Yakir brings it down. What reason? That's how they bring the mighty more, that he says, I don't lips. Come tomorrow. What? I'll bring it tomorrow. I didn't plan until this morning. I was going to say something else, but about the...
What
were you going to say? I was going to say about the Shkur's coming up, about the Pei Tetz, Kuch Chazar,